This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I was absolutely red as a kid, as I'm sure you were as well. Mm. Stories from the Gumnut Babies, May Gibbs series, Snugglepot and Cuddle Pie. Joining us this morning is Alison Wishart from the State Library of New South Wales, the curator there. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning, Laura.
Now, you've got a really cool exhibition coming up displaying some of the works of May Gibbs from the Gumnut Babies, which do turn 100 this week. Incredible. What are you guys going to have on display?
We've got some artworks from May Gibbs' whole life, actually, from her very early artistic career right through to one of the cartoons that she produced for over 30 years for some Sunday newspapers, and a lot of images from the Gumnut Babies, the Gum Blossom Babies, of course, Snugglepot and Cuddle Pie, and some of her other books as well. I'm sure a lot of them will be familiar to your listeners.
Oh, man, I remember Snugglepot and Cuddle Pie. And one of the things that I really appreciated about May Gibbs' stuff, it was the fact that it was so Australian but without being kitsch. You know, I grew up with Crocodile Dundee in the background, but I remember Mum and Dad reading me these books and going, man, Australia is just so gorgeous. She just seemed to encapsulate it so well, didn't she?
Exactly, Duncan. I think she really does do authentic Australian flora and fauna. Even though they're anthropomorphised, which means the animals are, you know, kind of treated like people and they speak and they do kind of human things.
Let's be honest, no one will ever like a Banksia again.
I know, those Banksia men are so evil. And Mrs. Snake as well. She creates, you know, the good and bad, the goodies and the baddies, and that wonderful kind of tried but true narrative ploy of good versus evil and good triumphing.
How did they originally become such a successful hit?
Well, May Gibbs first published what were Gumnut-like characters in some little postcards, which she wanted to produce to send for people to send to the soldiers, because remember, 1916 was in the midst of the First World War. Mm. And she managed to convince a printer to print the postcards before she even had the money to pay him for them. And then she managed to convince a publisher, Angus and Robertson, to produce this little book, and it was little, so it was a postable size, a little book called Gumnut Babies, which came out on the 5th of December, 100 years ago today, and was a really good and easy Christmas present for people to send to the UK to show elements of Australia's native landscape. And they're so beautiful and so cute. And I think at that time, people wanted an escape from the horrors of the First World War. Mm. The Gumnut Babies and the Gum Blossom Babies are beautiful and innocent and childlike and kind of just the way childhood should be.
And tell us about that connection to the UK, because although she eventually moved to Australia, she's not originally from here.
That's right. She was born in the UK in Surrey, she says, when she was, and she moved to Australia by ship when she was 4 years old with her parents. They originally settled in a bush suburb outside of Perth in WA, and then she goes back to London three times to train at various art schools and to try and get her career off the ground. So she really struggled as an artist at first, and her first book isn't published until she's about 38 years old, and at that time she'd moved to Sydney to try and further her career as well. Yeah. So I think take heart if you are a struggling author or artist. May Gibbs tried and tried and had a lot of rejections before she, you could either say struck it lucky or was at the right place at the right time with the right product. Mm. And her work is, you know, exceptionally beautiful and well executed as well.
Alison, that's exactly right. Now, that May Gibbs exhibition is on display at the State Library of New South Wales until the 26th of February. I'm gathering that's an all-ages affair. Anyone can go along, right?
It is absolutely an all-ages exhibition, and there's a children's trail through the library as well. We've actually got two displays on, one of original May Gibbs artworks and then a larger display reproducing her artworks with a gum leaf trail between the two that you can follow. And there's five little gumnut characters scattered around the library for children and their carers to find together.
And hopefully no Banksias.
There might be a Banksia.
You've got to look over your shoulder by the sounds of it.
That's right. And there are some beautiful bare bottoms near the lifts as well. Don't miss them.
Fantastic. Alison Wishart from the State Library of New South Wales. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.